This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian troops holding out in Bakhmut are facing increased pressure as they help civilians fleeing the besieged eastern city. A woman was killed and two men were badly wounded on Saturday while trying to leave the city over a makeshift bridge. This according to a Ukrainian army representative on the ground. Kyiv might be strategizing about a controlled pullout, according to some indications. British military intelligence officials and a Washington-based research group reported that Ukraine has moved to deploy strategic bridges near the city, which has been a key target of Russia's assault in the east. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Saturday that Iran has given sweeping assurances to the UN nuclear watchdog that it will finally assist a long-stalled investigation into uranium particles found at undeclared sites and even reinstall monitoring equipment that it had removed. The IAEA and Iran issued a joint statement as the IAEA chief, Rafael Grossi, returned from his visit to Tehran on Saturday. The statement went into little detail but said Iran expressed its readiness to provide further information and address the outstanding safeguards issues. Iran would also allow the reinstallation of extra monitoring equipment that had been put in place under the 2015 nuclear deal and removed after the United States pulled out of the deal under former President Donald Trump. North Korea's foreign ministry on Sunday called on the United Nations to demand an immediate halt to combined military drills by the United States and South Korea, saying they were raising tensions that threatened to spiral out of control. The United States and South Korea said Friday they will conduct more than 10 days of large-scale military exercises this month, including amphibious landings. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our